Fayetteville High School teacher Suki Hires was one of about two dozen teachers from across the country who were awarded a fellowship to attend the Memorial Library Summer Seminar on Holocaust Education in July. The sociology and U.S. history teacher says she was honored to have been accepted into the two-week program in New York City. The Holocaust Educators Network, in partnership with the National Writing Project, award the fellowships annually. Seminar organizers host the program in hopes that teachers will take their knowledge and pass it on to their colleagues and students.
Their ideas are, if we can teach people about the Holocaust, this is something that we never want to happen again. Never. And yet, things like this do happen all the time. And so their idea being, if you can touch 25 teachers, and then those 25 teachers can go back and bring the same message to 150 students every year, then it just ripples outward to where more and more people will be aware of social injustice and social justice.
The program is open to National Writing Project teacher consultants in the Rural Sites Network and other teachers across the NWP who can show critical needs. As part of the application process, Hires submitted an essay explaining why Fayetteville High School had a critical need for social justice teaching.
It's a giant school. We have a giant school district. We have kids from all over the board, from kids that are homeless to kids that live in mansions. We have every race, ethnicity, religion. We have a very diverse population. I think a lot of the times that the students don't necessarily connect with each other. They let those differences keep them apart. And if you walk around this campus during lunch, you can see there's little communities. You know, this little group will be playing soccer and this little group will be hanging out in the cafeteria. So they keep themselves very separated. And I think that if we learn a little bit more about other cultures and use the Holocaust as a vehicle to understand where prejudice can lead us, that it's more likely to bring students together instead of being so separate from one another.
Using an inquiry-based approach, the intensive two-week program encouraged teachers to think creatively and collaboratively about methods and approaches for teaching the Holocaust. While the focus was on this historical event, attention was also given to more recent genocides. Participating teachers were educated on the history of Jewish people and were able to go to Shabbat, eat dinner at the temple, listen to Holocaust survivors share their stories, and visit the Jewish Heritage Museum. As they learned about the Holocaust, participants were given ways to teach the subject, which can often feel like a daunting task.
Teachers and people in general just get kind of scared of the topic. It's so big and it's so overwhelmingly disturbing that people tend to shy away from it. You know, and I've talked to teachers before that said, I didn't even teach it. I don't know how to do it. But I think it's one of the most important events in human history that we need to be talking about. And I really think it does go back to that of using this as, you know, the thing is, Nazi Germany didn't go from prejudice to Holocaust overnight. It was a slow, systematic process that happened, and it went through different stages. And I think if we can recognize when these things start to happen, you know, when you see injustice happening in the world, the question is, what are you going to do about it? You know, in the Holocaust, there were basically three kinds of people. You had your perpetrators, you had your bystanders, and you had your victims. If the bystanders hadn't just sat there and not gotten involved, things would have changed. But when you are a bystander, if you don't get involved, you're helping the perpetrators in any situation.
One of the main things Hires learned was to focus on the stories of the individuals who experienced the Holocaust.
Translate statistics into people, because statistics are vague, they're general, they don't mean anything, but people and their stories mean everything. That's what our world is made up of, is people and their stories, and that's what history is made up of. So that was one of the most important things that I learned out of that, was to not show those pictures of the gruesome aftermath, but to show pictures of the people and their eyes, their families, their stories.
Hires says the seminar participants taught various subjects and the skills they learned could be applied to those different areas.
The study of the Holocaust, I think you can use it to teach about all kinds of eras. When we look at the Native Americans in the United States and how they were systematically removed from their lands and systematically exterminated. That was a genocide that went on in American history. And you have these different levels of hatred and where they can take you. So, you know, at the very bottom, you've got your idea of prejudice, and then that moves up to systematic discrimination and then moves up into genocide. So I think if kids are aware of those steps, if they can look outside, something that didn't affect them personally, and study it, they have more of a realization when they start to cross the line or when they see that line being crossed.
Heyer says the seminar was intense, but organizers helped them take a break by showing them various sites around the city. The teachers learned that they, too, will have to be careful not to overwhelm students and were taught the motto of safely in and safely out.
We've got to lead our students safely into this discussion to where they don't feel threatened or overwhelmed, and then we have to lead them safely out. Writing is a really good tool for that, reflecting on what you've learned, discussing it with one another, things that you feel very strongly about, writing about those, and then sharing that writing with other people. That's how they took us safely in and safely out, you know. So I think that that's a very important component of the whole thing.
Heyer says she plans to incorporate what she has learned into her lessons and hopes to share the information with colleagues and other teachers in the area. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.